You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Ken Gernick, our MLB.com Dodgers reporter. And Ken, the slow motion offseason continues, but it's been an interesting week for the Dodgers because of FanFest coming up this weekend, and there's been a lot of stuff out in the community. So we'll get into a little bit of that, and the prospects are still looking good for the Dodgers. Top 10 lists continue to come out from MLB Pipeline, and a few Dodgers looking good there. So I want to start there. First of all, catchers. The top 10 catching prospects in the game released, and Keibert Ruiz ranked number 3 on that list. He's the Dodgers' number 6 prospect, and it's a Dodgers team that is just an abundance of riches when it comes to young catching prospects and young catchers in general. Ruiz, just 19 years old, seems like he has the potential to be as good as any of the young catchers that are coming up through the Dodgers system. What do you know about Keibert?
Right. He probably does have the highest upside. Of course, sometimes that's because he's the youngest one, and he hasn't been tested at the higher levels yet. But for where he's played, he's been outstanding in both aspects of the game. I mean, he's a quality receiver already with a good arm, but it's his bat. He's a switch hitter with power. He's average, power and average. So he's got that. He had an 813 OPS this year. So you know that he takes his walks. He's got a good eye. He hits probably more power from the left side than the right side, but he's what you want in a catcher when you have a switch hitter and you can use him against righties or lefties. It makes him even more valuable. So the Dodgers do have 4 of their top 25 prospects are catchers. He's the highest one. In fact, as Pipeline has been ranking by position, he's actually their highest ranking position player. As far as his position, he's ranked number 3rd at catcher. That's higher than Walker Buehler at pitcher, and it's higher than Alex Verdugo in the outfield. So the Dodgers think they really have a chance to have an outstanding catcher here, plus they also have the depth.
He conquered 2 levels of Class A in 2017, mentioned 19 years old, and they have all those other catchers as well, the Connor Wong and Will Smith and those guys. So if you're the Dodgers, I mean, there's every chance here to just really take it nice and slow with a player like Ruiz, right?
For sure, and they have Austin Barnes. Right. You know, he's not really a veteran either. So, and he comes in probably as with a slight edge as far as being a starter in 2018 with Yasmani Grandal, who is looking for a bounce back year, and he'll be eligible for free agency. So, he's got plenty of incentive. So. Yeah, the Dodgers really feel, and it's been a long time since they've had this kind of depth of catching, but they feel like they're in real good shape going into the season and beyond.
You mentioned Alex Verdugo. He's number 10 on the outfielders list. He's the Dodgers' number 2 prospect overall. Obviously, he's a guy that Dodgers fans get a chance to see late in 2017 as he made his big league debut, played 15 games, and you have a story up on the site now about Verdugo, and you mentioned the fact that he learned a lot in that brief time with the big leagues, and it wasn't just about what you do during a game, but it seemed like he learned a lot about getting ready to play a game, the preparation and all of that stuff.
Right, and, part of that is that it didn't go very well for him in his brief call-up. He didn't play that well, and, he's followed in the footsteps of, guys who have shown up like Seager and Bellinger, and they become stars almost immediately, and plenty was expected of Verdugo, and at the time he really had a chance to move in as the, if not the starting center fielder, at least to share some time, and he didn't deliver. And I think if he spent some time thinking what went wrong, and so he's changed his conditioning, he's changed his nutrition, he spent the winter trying to get himself in better shape physically. I think you got to look at what some of the players do to put themselves in position, with a guy like Chris Taylor, who he played with and has saw, come up through the minor leagues, bounce around, and what he did last offseason to turn himself into an impact player. And Verdugo sees that as kind of the model, and he's, at least from what he said, he's trying to put that into place, and maybe he'll make an impact in spring training and kind of get back in the picture as far as getting playing time in the major leagues.
That was my follow-up, was going to be, if he has a big spring training, do you think there's a spot on this 2018 roster? Can he play his way into a significant role right away, or is he going to have to wait his turn?
Well, I think anybody who makes an impact is going to have a shot, and the Dodgers really don't have an established left fielder right now. You know, as the season, as they're approaching it, you've got Puig in right, and right now you have Taylor in center. And then left, you have a lot of competition, you know, with Enrique Hernandez, who had such a big postseason. You got Jock Peterson, who also played well in the postseason. Andrew Toles coming off knee surgery. Trace Thompson, who had a back injury a year ago. And for at least for now, technically Matt Kemp is on the roster as a left fielder, although a lot of people don't feel that he will be on the team one way or the other. But right now, you don't have a left fielder. So Alex Verdugo has the potential, as much as any of those players, to wind up at least sharing time in left field.
I mentioned FanFest coming up this weekend. There's been a lot of stuff going on around that. The Dodgers celebrating 60 years in the city of Los Angeles. They're going to wear a special patch in 2018. It features the City Hall kind of logo within the patch. They had some greats come back for that ceremony. Steve Garvey, Fernando Valenzuela, Ron Say, Steve Yeager for the announcement. Is this going to be something, from what you've heard, Ken, that kind of goes throughout the season, not just the patch, but they're going to have a lot of stuff just commemorating all these years that they've now been in Los Angeles? Hard to believe they've been in L.A. a lot longer than they ever were in Brooklyn.
Right. 60 years, long time, and they play in one of the oldest ballparks, where a lot of people, you know, have trouble believing that. But 55 years for Dodger Stadium. I think this is their theme for the year, and that's why they'll have the patch all year, and they'll probably will be bobbleheads from players in the past going back to the Coliseum days. They usually have a theme for the year, and this is it. It's an interesting patch with the picture of the City Hall on it, and they had that celebration, the proclamation from City Council the other day with Garvey and Say and Fernando and Yeager there, along with Charlie Steiner, the broadcaster. It all leads. It's part of a week-long community celebration where players, coaches, and Dave Roberts, the manager, go out into the community at various events, and it culminates in FanFest at Dodger Stadium on Sunday, autograph sessions and panel discussions, and Kershaw will be there. Basically, just about everybody on the roster will be there, signing autographs and making statements, perhaps predictions about how this season will go a little differently at the end than last season. But the fans turn out. Usually the weather's pretty nice, even though it's January, but here in Southern California. And Yasiel Puig will always be the center of attention. He loves being the center of attention. And he's been very prominent all week in making appearances. He made one at McDonald's, handing out burgers the other day, and I know he's got a function also with some cancer patients from Children's Hospital. So this is the opportunity for the players to really get involved in the community, and they spend the whole week doing it, and it's great, and the fans love it.
You mentioned Puig at McDonald's. There's a video up on Dodgers.com. Everybody, I would say, should check it out. It's a very entertaining video of Puig, who had a really good time at the McDonald's helping out, making burgers, filling up some fries. He even handled the drive-through window for a little bit. Great stuff. And as far as the Fan Fest goes this weekend, it'll be streamed fully on Dodgers.com, and I believe also on the Dodgers Facebook page. So if you can't get to Dodger Stadium, you can still check out the action online. So make sure you do that. One other thing I wanted to take on, there's been a talk this week about the commissioner and trying to get a pitch clock or speed up the game. Pace of play obviously has consistently been something that's important to Commissioner Manfred. If they were to officially bring in this pitch clock, and obviously the Players Association is pushing back a little bit there, do you think it would have any impact on this Dodgers staff and the way they approach a game?
Oh, I would imagine it will have an effect on every team and maybe not every pitcher. But I also think you shouldn't overlook the fact, and of course with the Dodgers, you know, Pedro Baez notorious for taking a lot of time. So it'll probably require the biggest adjustment from him. But I think, you know, overlooked is the fact that a lot of catchers like to make a lot of trips to the mound. And, you know, the Dodger catchers are right in there with that. And that's going to be an issue because too many trips to the mound by the catcher is now going to force the pitcher to be removed. So assuming that that's part of the change that is made, whether it's this year or next year. But I think that, you know, it's going to affect the catchers. Maybe even more so than the pitchers because they're going to have to be careful. You know, a pitcher gets penalized a ball, but if a catcher goes out a second time, if they put this rule in place, then the pitcher gets removed. So I think it's, you know, there's going to have to be more homework done before a game, more preparation and less talking and communicating during the game.
Yeah, it'll certainly be interesting, and I guess that's all kind of the point from the commissioner's viewpoint is less communicating during the game, speeding up the game, making it move a little quicker. Everybody seems to have an opinion on that one way or the other, but it seems like we're at some point, we're definitely heading in that direction. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Dodgers edition. For Ken Gernick, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.